It's 5:17 Pacific Time on Monday, July 23rd, 2007. My name is Terry Goodman, and I am chair of the PNB Elections Committee. We have quorum, but for the record, I'll ask our Secretary Jane Gatewood to call the roll.
Ambrose Lane. Bob Letter.
Here.
Carol Wolf.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Serene Roberts.
Here.
Deb Shafto. Henry Knorr.
Here.
Jack Van Aken.
Here.
Jane Gatewood here. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Rosalinda Palacios. Sandra Rawline. Teresa Allen. Terry Goodman.
Here.
Okay, we have 10, and Teresa indicated she'd be back as soon as she tried to reach Sandra. And
also on the call as a guest is the National Election Supervisor, Casey Peters.
Thank you.
Howdy.
Good afternoon.
Okay, posted on the kpftx.org Pacifica calendar is an agenda for this meeting.
Chair, should I note that Rosalinda has been absent?
Teresa.
Chair, should I note for the record that Rosalinda has been absent for three meetings, consecutive meetings?
If that's accurate. But we still have to do the proper notification before she's removed from the committee.
Okay.
Sandra, KPFT Houston.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
We're just getting started.
Okay.
Okay, so I posted an agenda on the website and tried to send it by email. Should I read over it?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. 1, amend and approve agenda. 2, review and approval of minutes. I had two dates there. 5, I'll check on that. I'm not sure that we will have minutes to approve. 3 was special reports. 10 minutes. And that includes any or all of the below, a report from the election supervisor, an update from director members of the committee on any PNB motions relevant to the committee's work, and a thing on the committee report
and
to Beth, the PNB.
Are you on 6 now?
I'm on 3.
Okay, no problem.
Those are in the nature of officer reports, actually.
No problem.
Then we go to things that are in the nature of work of committee reports, but we don't have committees or subcommittees yet anyway. We have work groups, and so there's time set aside for work group reports. And if I can find the page that I just had that closed on me.
I can read it to you.
Okay, go ahead.
We had 5 minutes for technology, 10 minutes for election timeline.
So technology is number 4?
This is 4A, technology.
Okay.
4B, elections timeline.
Okay.
4C, staff lists. 4D, motion on composition of staff list work group, which Carolyn sent out earlier this evening, I think. 4E, technical advisory from Jack Van Aken, 5 minutes. 4F, membership lists, 4G, motion on teleconference phone systems from Burden. And then item 5, finished business, 20 minutes, and we had 4 items under that. A, station policies on membership waivers. B, participation work group recommendations. C, NES-LES committee recommendations, including campaign use of membership lists. And 5D, manner of election of affiliate directors. 6, new business. There is A, a motion that directors report PMB actions regarding election matters to the Elections Committee for Burden, and B, other new business.
So, does anyone wish to add or remove any of these items from the agenda?
I move approval of the agenda.
Good. Good step. Anyone wish to speak to the motion?
This is Jack.
Did Bob speak first?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bob, and then Jack.
I just want to move to amend this to make the times that are listed binding times on us so that we don't go all night.
Mm-hmm. I'll mention that most items are listed as 5 minutes. We have 10 minutes for the reports on the election from work groups on elections timelines and staff lists and membership lists. And 10 minutes total on new business. And I didn't add them all up.
I'm hoping some of these might get eliminated as we go along.
I'm sure.
Okay. I do want to be sure that I'm on the line when we talk about the manner of election of affiliate directors.
Mm-hmm. That is...
Currently, that's 5D. I wonder if that could be incorporated into one of the earlier items.
Well, who's giving that report?
Maybe nobody.
You. It's listed as you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you have reported on the item, but there were questions such that I thought it should be left on the agenda in case there was any more follow-up.
Okay. Well, no wonder I was a little confused.
Yeah.
I did see some discussion between Serene Roberts and Rip Robbins about it, but when I talk with the affiliates, we can talk about that later.
Yeah. So are you leaving the call such that
no.
The committee should entertain moving it? Okay. Ms. Letter, since I haven't added up these times, would you like to propose a time certain for the meeting to end?
Let's say 10:30 Eastern.
Okay.
But my motion was that's fine to add that, but my motion was also for the times within each item to be adhered to.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone have a problem with the time as mentioned on various items, particularly with them not being long enough? Or is 5 minutes enough for most and 10 minutes were specified? Mr. Lehrer, are you in a position to be timekeeper? Like, have a watch.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Mr. Van Aken.
Yeah, you didn't approve the agenda already, did you? Like,
no.
Okay, I would move to, if that motion is disposed of, I would move to strike item 4E, technical advisory, Van Aken, 5 minutes. Because I don't have anything to report.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay. This is Teresa. I move that we remove the manner of election of affiliate director because, I mean, unless there is some objection, I think the question has been answered.
Is there objection?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Carolyn here.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at the report from the election supervisor. Is 10 minutes going to be enough for Q&A on that, or do we need to extend that a little bit? I don't know if 10 minutes is Casey's report or 10 minutes includes questions.
10 minutes is for the whole ball of wax, the election supervisor's report, any questions on it, any updates from director members on any PMB motions.
Move to make that 10 minutes for the election supervisor,
mm-hmm.
and 5 minutes for the other two items, for a total of 20 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to that?
No, that's good.
I would. I am looking forward to the discussion of the PNB bylaws amendment. I'm assuming that is 3C, and I have a feeling that might take longer than 5 minutes. But
it's not 3C.
3B.
3B.
3D. Okay.
No, B is
employee. B. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, it's actually both 3B and 4B.
Okay. All right.
Simone.
Go ahead.
On 4B, there really is nothing to report with regard to the work group. It'll be covered in whatever the directors have to say about current PNB action.
I had put 10 minutes there in case it wasn't going to be covered.
Right, but the work group hasn't met because essentially all work was done. We provided the committee with a report, the committee voted, and the PNB has subsequently voted, so there is no longer a functioning work group in that respect.
Mr. Letter, are you going to be prepared to give the director's report regarding the election's timeline progress?
Sure.
Chair, shall I eliminate 4B then?
Yes.
Okay.
And is 5 minutes enough for that report, Mr. Lederer?
Yeah.
And I think that's the primary thing there. Any more changes?
I'm sorry. Can I say, since Teresa suggested there might be more discussion, I'm fine with it being 10. Not that I would talk for 10, but I would talk for maybe 5, and then if there's questions or comments.
Okay, let's make 3B 10 minutes. Any more changes?
Should we move item 3C, committee report to PMB, towards the end of the meeting in case there's anything that come up at tonight's meeting?
No, it'll be quicker if we have it earlier.
Okay.
I can do it in, like, a minute.
Okay.
Is LaVarn on?
Yes. Or she was. Any more changes to the agenda?
Just a quick question. Has Roll been called?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to step away from the phone for about 5 minutes, so I will be back.
Who's speaking?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra.
Okay.
Any objection to approval of the agenda as amended?
I'll send this out to the Yahoo group, if that's all right.
Sure. Then the agenda as amended stands approved. And the next item is review and approval of minutes. We don't have minutes yet for the June meeting.
And the date of that, I think, was June 3rd, Terry.
Really?
No, June 17th.
Okay.
Maybe there was a June 3rd one also.
Right, that was a special meeting. I missed the June 17th meeting.
I took, this is Henry, I took the notes and I dropped the ball, but basically I did it except for a few things that I forgot to check, so I still need to check and I'll send them out in the next day or two for what that's worth. Sorry, I didn't get it done before today.
Yeah, for the 3rd or the 17th?
I did the one for June 17th.
Okay.
So who's that speaking?
Henry Knorr.
Henry. Hi, Henry.
Hi.
Okay. And
there was a meeting on June 3rd also.
Say again?
There was a meeting on June 3rd. I'm not sure if I'm not...
I have those, and I sent out the motions that were adopted on June 4th, but I haven't sent out the complete minutes for approval. And I don't think I took the May minutes. I did. And I have to dig a little deeper.
Yeah, maybe that's me.
So.
Okay, everybody, including me, let's get our act together and get these minutes out. I'll have another comment on item when item 3C comes along. So without minutes to approve, I think we can go right ahead to special reports and give the floor to the election supervisor.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Time is 8:05 for the timekeeper.
Thanks.
It's sort of hard to know where to begin. I can't remember where we left off, but I will say that we have four local election supervisors in place at the moment, and they're producing carts, or some have already produced carts for the July 25th beginning of the candidate recruitment season. We have one other opening that is about to be filled, and the WPFW supervisor has not actually started on the job yet. I've been working on the candidate materials that need a rewrite from last year. I've just finished a rewrite of the Fair Campaign Practices provisions. I've divided those into two separate categories for clarity and brevity. One is for candidates, the other is for programmers, staff, and management. Each is a page long, and hopefully are clearer reading and all that. I've sent them to the executive director and the corporate counsel for their perusal, and I will have them available for everybody by the PNB meeting. They'll have to go into place pretty soon, so any feedback will have to be soon after I release it. What else do I need to tell you? I would like to save as much time as possible for questions. I think maybe it'd be better to use a question answer format. Trying to think of what I might have left out the report so far. So much has happened. I will say that Jack mentioned that he didn't have a report on the Technical Advisory Committee, but I have had some communication with them, and we are going to be going ahead on purchasing a new scanner. The scanner that was used last year was inadequate for the job and really made for a very lengthy vote count, primarily a problem with scanning the barcodes on the envelopes. And also some problems in reading what was scanned and having to rescan some things. So we're going to get a reasonable scanner, probably in the $2,000-$3,000 range, that will be able to do the job and be a good piece of equipment for future elections. But what we got last year is just unfortunately not adequate to the job. I guess that's about it. I'd rather take questions because we have a limited amount of time.
Okay. Tori will want to be heard. Anyone else want to join the stack?
Yeah, Carolyn here.
Carolyn.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Jane.
Jane. Anyone else? Let's then start with Carolyn.
I'm sorry. Can I go last? I just had to leave a call for a minute.
Okay, let's start with Jane.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wondered if there was anything locally here at Washington that slowed down the selection of our local election. I just wondered if there was anything we should be aware of.
Well, just let me say that the first batch of applicants weren't suitable to the job, and then there was a delay in reposting it. We thought that we had had it reposted, and then it turned out that we found out a couple of weeks later that it hadn't gone up on Craigslist, which has been our we had the job posted on all the station websites and the Pacifica website. Very few applicants came from those things. We also had it on OpportunityKnox.com and on Idealist.org. Also, very few applicants from those sources. Most of the applicants throughout the five listening areas all came from Craigslist.
Thank you.
And there was quite a mix of applicants in that group. In some cities, like New York, I actually interviewed a dozen people and then narrowed it down to four semifinalists because we had such a good selection of applicants. I wanted to make sure I gave them a thorough hearing. Yes, in some of the other areas, it was the grouping was not quite as promising, and in D.C. we had to sort of start over. So hopefully our supervisor there will be in place very shortly.
Have they been selected?
Yes.
Repeat that answer.
Yes, pending final confirmation.
Got it.
Okay, I guess it's my turn. What I'm going to request is an update on developing a website for tracking fair campaign violation complaints and rulings thereon. But let me frame that with an announcement that I have been granted publisher access to the Pacifica Foundation org website and am prepared to help if that's where it should be, but I have not yet read all the documentation in order to know how to use it.
So, Zoomla, is that what it's called? Yeah.
Zoomla. And the other modules that there'll be editing modules and stuff, and I'll have to learn the whole site topology in order to make sure things end up in the right place. But I'm intending to learn how to post our committee minutes, for example, and the finance committee minutes on the Pacifica Foundation web.org website, which now has a functioning front page and a lot of content. So do you want to address my initial inquiry?
Yes. I initially had thrown together a prototype of an elections website about 3 months ago, but it hasn't really been published yet. We have been doing some work on getting it transferred over to the Pacifica website, but I don't there yet, and I would very much look forward to working with you on that. There's a number of functions that we would like to include that we'll need some real work to get going, and I agree that we need something on the fair campaign violations, as well as we want to make it a place that will give the candidates more opportunity to express themselves and the voters more opportunity to get information. Specifically, I would like to have blogs for all the candidates and chat rooms on various issues that concern the Pacifica community.
This is Jack. Could you put me on the stack, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody who'd like to offer some help with that, we'd be most happy to have your input anyway. And go ahead.
I know that I'll be able to get links up to another site. I'm not sure I can help get what you want on the site itself. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, we've had significant issues with the membership list in every single election. People get two or three ballots. It's a very common occurrence. Who knows how many of these are duplicates are going out to the general membership. And also the volunteer list was severely corrupted so that many people, including myself, got ballots with wrong last names on them. So I'm wondering, what is the progress in deduping the membership list, cleaning up the list in general at all five stations?
Well, the four stations that have local election supervisors, the LESs, are going through the list by hand. We're also going to be doing some queries to the Memphis system, but some of these things you just need to see it with your own eyes, because calling up single or records or whatever it doesn't always give you the overview that looking through the list on paper will do. That's going forward. Unfortunately, it started a bit later than hoped because the hiring of the election supervisors was done as early as I'd wanted. But in any case, that is one of the main jobs that the election supervisors are undertaking at the moment.
Okay, we're at time for the item. If there's no objection, I'd like to hear from Ms. Burden, who was first on the stack.
Yes, I would like to. Do we need to extend time? Or?
I move we extend 10 minutes.
Thank you. My question, as you know, Casey, is about the staff list and the fact that there hasn't been any data in the stations from the general managers against which to check a staff list, especially at KPFA and WBAI, provided by any organization. What progress have you made on getting the general managers to provide a staff list with complete data, and including the hours worked and the producers that are signing off on the staff members just to validate their claims to membership on that list?
Well, as you know, there's two different processes. One is in the KPFA and WBAI, where it's membership in the unpaid staff organizations that determines the list of unpaid staff. Of course, the list of paid staff is fairly straightforward, except for the question of who is considered to be management, and that's a question that I've put to the new human resources director. We still haven't really determined that yet because it seems to be like a station by station thing instead of being an overall Pacifica policy on who is considered management. But to get back to your question, the rules I put out a couple of months ago specify that these lists have to be posted on August 1st, August 1st.
I'm sorry, I think maybe I misstated the question. It wasn't about the unpaid staff list, it was about the general manager's list. The PNB had passed a resolution that all five general managers had to create their own staff lists. And I'm wondering what, and of course they're necessary in order to to check the organizational lists against them, but I'm wondering what progress there is in getting these lists, because I know at BAI we haven't had any progress at all.
Yes, none that I know of. I've really had no confirmation from any of the general managers, despite having asked a number of times how they're going about this, who they're who they've made the point person for compiling these lists, et cetera. So I just say that the progress has been either nil or visible.
So you've had essentially, I mean, if I hear it right, which I'm afraid I am, the process is being stonewalled, and the PMB was very clear that the lists had to be created and updated every month, and that was last year, and they haven't been done since then. So I think you need those lists because the unpaid staff organizations don't issue any data with their list to validate the membership names on there, and without hard data from the general managers as to who did how much work and when, we have no way of telling who belongs on those lists and who doesn't.
If I may interject, if I remember correctly, the motion passed by the PMB included a clause that the way general managers carried out that particular resolution should be an item in their annual evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that Mr. Peters let the general managers know that he will be reporting to the management evaluation committees of each local station board.
Well, I actually do intend to do that this coming week when they will all be gathered in Los Angeles.
Okay, that should give you a little bit more influence than you otherwise have.
You might email them and ask them to bring the list with them.
In the meanwhile, I think we do have
a little homework.
We do have a problem with the elections coming up and the time frame in which this is going to be done. And I'm concerned that we're in the same position we were in the last election with no valid data.
Let me also add that the executive director gave a mandate to the general managers to have this information 3 weeks from a meeting that took place more than 3 weeks ago, a telephone conference call of the operations collective. So I need to speak with Greg, but I'm not sure that he's available. I think that he said that he was taking calls through Monday and then was headed down to Los Angeles. But I'll try to get a hold of him as early as I can.
It would be really helpful if you could get back to us with that, Casey, because I think that's a crucial piece of the process that we really have been very concerned with for over a year and a half now. So it would be nice to get some feedback and also let us know if there's anything else we need to do. But it'd be nice.
Okay, if you could email me or whoever has a copy of it could email me a copy of that resolution. That would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll send you that. And any feedback you can give us, we'll post to the list for everyone. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready to move on?
Let me ask one question. Do you not have that information then from KPFT?
Not to my knowledge, but you know what? I may have an unopened email from KPFT about staff lists. I'll have to have a look at that.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering if I should maybe just ask Dwayne or ask Robin, our membership director, if they've gotten that list together, or would that be intrusive of me?
It would not be intrusive. That would be helpful.
All right. Well, I'll do that.
Good. Thank you.
And I just refer to this as the staff list.
The staff,
yes, that's fine.
Maintained by management.
Okay, thank you very much.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Ms. Berzon.
Carolyn, could you just send that resolution, if you have it handier than some of us, to the whole group, and then
I have
all
it somewhere,
it.
Yes. There was a whole list, in fact, I put. It may actually be in our file section, a list of resolutions passed by the PNB regarding the elections. And I think the list went through January of last year, and I think it was included in that. If not, I'll have to get up and update the list.
Okay, thanks. That way we can all query our individual stations. Thank you.
Please copy the Google list on that.
Absolutely. Line. Yes, I certainly will. Thank you.
Are we ready to move on to 3B?
Hey, thanks for all your questions and input.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. You may want to stay on the line for the elections timeline work group report.
May I ask another question too? When yeah, I would like if you would stay on. I'm gonna ask him a question about the bylaws when it comes time for that. If he's
okay, that's coming up next.
Yes, and I'll hang on.
Okay, before I recognize Mr. Lederer for a report on the bylaws resolution, is there any other director member of the committee who would like to reserve time on the topic of updating the committee on any PMB motions relevant to this committee's work? Okay, Mr. Lederer.
Okay, thanks. All right, well, just to quickly summarize, remind everyone what we're talking about. This committee, through its election timeline working group, and then the committee passed by near unanimous vote a package of bylaws amendments that we're recommending. The first one to change the schedule of delegate elections within a given election year to make it earlier and less conflict with the pledge drives and government elections. The second one to extend the terms of delegates from 3 to 4 years to reduce the frequency of elections instead of being 2 out of 3 years. Once every 2 years, saving them $200,000 per election and the disruption factor. And then the third would be offering the voters, if it gets that far, the relevant bodies pass it, 3 options on the question of term limits, a 1-term limit, a 2-term limit, or no term limit at all. So that's the package, and after this committee voted on it, of course, everyone should know on this committee that it's not a committee that recommends or that formally proposes bylaws amendments. It's a minimum of 6 directors. So there actually ended up being 7 directors who have signed off on this package, and that's Mary Berg, Lydia Brusson, Ray LaForest, myself, Sandra Rawline, Don White, and Michael Woodson. And there were some small changes made after the meeting based on either concerns people raised or things that were pointed out that were glitches in the way it was worded. There were some very helpful suggestions from several different people, including from Pacifica's counsel, Dan Siegel, and from Casey Peters. So then at the June 28th PNB meeting, there was a vote on the motion to set a notice date, which the bylaw says has to be 60 days before the PNB votes. And so that date was set as July 6th. And so the vote will occur by the PNB in early September. And then during that whole month of September, the LSBs constituting themselves as delegate assemblies will also have to vote. And, of course, a majority of the membership of the PNB, not just the people who show up at the meeting, but the actual full membership, and a majority of the membership of at least three delegate assemblies must pass it in order for it to be adopted. And then for those two first items, the two last items, the extension of the length of the term and the changing of the term limit, that would then have to go to the general membership in this upcoming election as a ballot vote, and a majority of quorum would have to pass them for them to go into effect. And if they go into effect, they would take effect immediately, so that all the delegates who are running this year, if it passed, would automatically then get a 4-year term instead of a 3-year term. So that's where it's at. It should be running carts, and it's on the Pacifica Foundation website civicafoundation.org is the full text of all the changes and a summary and explanation of them. And I think that's about it.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you, Bob. I have questions.
And that's Teresa?
That's Teresa. Thank you very much.
Just before you start, anyone else want to be on the stack? Go ahead, Ms. Allen.
I'd like to know which people here feel that your local station boards will pass this, because we're having discussion and we have two very vocal people that are saying, oh, this is a very bad idea, you know, 8 years is too much, and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm kind of reinventing, I mean, if you're having those kinds of discussions, I would like to have those arguments really handy, because we're both Sandra and I don't know that Micah's weighed in, but, you know, we're responding to these, and I would like to be able to say that for all of our hard work, that we have the arguments that will be persuasive enough. One of their arguments is, oh, well, we don't need to have longer terms and elections every other year. We need to go to 3 face-to-face meetings rather than 4. We can save a lot more money that way. I said, well, you had that opportunity and you missed it. So I'd like to know what your feelings are about whether your local station boards are going to pass this, because that seems to be where we're stopping on all these bylaws amendments so far.
Before we ask for responses, Mr. Peters, have you given any thought to having pro and con arguments included with the ballot?
Absolutely. I'm not sure exactly what format they're going to take, but I do want to say that what will be on the ballot will not be the entire bylaws amendment. It will be a summary, such as, I don't know what all the other states do, but in California, when you vote on an initiative or referendum, there's a summary that's drawn up by the Attorney General, and we'll have something to that effect, rather than in the ballot pamphlet will be the entirety of the bylaws amendment with arguments for and against. I expect that this will also be something that comes up during the candidate debates, whether they favor it or not. I just say in response to what Teresa's heard people saying, oh, it shouldn't be an 8-year term of office, is that, well, then those people should support a limit on consecutive terms where you can only serve 4 years at a time and sit it out for 2 and then come back for another 4. If people feel like that's disruptive, then they should support the 2-year term or the 2-term limit or the no term limit. So that there are choices before the voters, if it gets to that point, for those options.
This is giving the membership the opportunity to limit terms to 4 years rather than the current 6, as well as to extend them to 8 if they desire.
Exactly.
Just to be on the stack.
This is Jane, may I?
And Jack, who, too, please.
And Jack. Anyone else?
Henry.
Okay. I hope that will wrap it up. Ms. Gatewood.
I think Cherie's point is very well taken, and I think it would be most helpful if a letter from Casey Peters went out to every local station board member, just a simple letter, just thank them for consideration and the very points that you just mentioned. I think that would be, personally, I think that would be very, very helpful to nudge people to thinking about the issues that we've all been talking about for so long.
Well, I think that may be, may I respond to that? I think that may be appropriate, because what really motivates me is that each national election supervisor has said in their report that we need to change the timeline, and I see that this is the most effective and direct way of doing it. So I'm not quite sure how to go about that, but I'd be glad to have more input on that idea.
Well, I can give you our email of our local station board chair so it can get on the agenda. I mean, I think that there were some local station boards. The last bylaws amendment didn't even end up on the agenda. It just kind of fizzled.
Yeah, Teresa, yeah, my thinking is that a U.S. Postal Service letter from Casey to the members would carry a lot more weight than any agenda item or any email.
Well, if I can get the address list, I'd be glad to do so.
I will get you the address. Well, I would think that the home office should have the physical addresses. You want it to go to the home or the stations?
My own feeling is that the members we have here in D.C., if they receive something at their home address, and I'd be glad to double-check we have everybody's correct home address and confirm that with Casey or whoever else, I think that that would carry a lot more weight than anything on a meeting agenda, than any email. Just simply a regular letter from Casey. Just
so long as nobody thought that was improper.
I think it's an excellent idea.
I will contact our chair and ask her. I was going to CC you, but I'm not pulling up your email for some reason. But I'll find it, and I'll send her. I'll tell her that I want her physical address. And I hope that one person from each group will do that.
Yeah, this sounds like going to be an action item. So who's taking it for KPFT?
I will do it with T.
Teresa. Okay. Let's finish this. Mr. Van Aken, can you get Casey mailing addresses for our LSB members?
I don't know. I can try.
And I can help.
Yeah, okay.
And for KPFA, the secretary of the LSB should have the best list. Do we have a volunteer from the committee from A to check with the secretary?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Someone from the committee who will, as an action item, attempt to get the mailing addresses for the members of their local station board and forward those to Mr. Peters.
Looking for somebody from K, I think.
A.
A.
Mm-hmm.
A.
This is Henry. I'll try to do that. I don't know that we... I'll try to do it.
Okay. If anybody can't, let me know, and I'll try to work through the PNB secretary for the information. Somebody from W?
I can do that.
Okay.
Jane, I'll do that.
And from WBAI?
I can do that, I guess, Carolyn.
All right. And we're covered. Somebody wished to be recognized.
Carol Wolf.
I believe it was Carol. Go ahead.
I'm sensitive to Casey saying he wanted to be sure that was proper, and maybe just to avoid any appearance of impropriety, it could also be posted to various sites and lists. I agree with Jane that it will carry weight if it goes to everyone's home, but just to avoid the appearance that anybody's trying to hide anything. There's no harm in posting it and emailing it as well.
Yes, good idea.
Yeah, that's covering all the bases.
This is Henry. Can I get on the stack again?
Yeah.
A couple of things.
I'm sorry, but I thought I was on the stack, Jack.
I had Jane, Jack, and Henry. So I believe Jane spoke. So
who was going to do that for tea?
That was
Teresa Allen.
Thank you.
So, Jack, you are first.
Okay. it seems to me, it's been my observation, that the prior attempts at amending the bylaws have been hampered by the complexity of the coordination that's necessary to get everything logistically happening. So whoever might know the answer to this question, if I don't know who is going to coordinate the scheduling of the PNB meeting with this bylaws amendment process in mind, but our LSB has a meeting scheduled for September 5th. The calendar month requirement would indicate that it would be great to have the PNB meet and vote, say, on Saturday, September 1st, even though that's a holiday weekend. That might be a problem, but it would help if we could know as soon as possible when the PNB will be scheduled to vote on this, so that we can have our LSBs meet and have the delegates' body meet the same day in advance.
Okay. This is Bob. Can I try to answer that?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, first of all, I don't believe the bylaws, well, in fact, I know for a fact the bylaws do not require the sequence to be that the PNB votes first and then the delegate assemblies vote afterwards. All it says is that it must be within 30 days, within the same month, within the same calendar month as the PNB vote. So there's nothing actually to preclude the like your delegate assembly from meeting, and it probably will be just because the practicalities of the Labor Day weekend before the PNB votes. Now, whether you might think that's not practical or not sensible because if the PNB votes it down, it's dead. But there's nothing to prohibit you from meeting before. So, but I will personally, as one director, just try to make sure that we schedule that soon, and ideally this weekend. But if not, then very soon after that.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
And if any station is having a delegates meeting between now and September, it would be good for that meeting to decide to have a delegates meeting either before or after their regular LSB meeting in September and have the delegates vote on that issue.
Right.
So that it will become a regular meeting rather than a special meeting. Otherwise, the chairs have to just pull it out of a hat. Mr. Knorr.
Yeah, thanks. A couple of things. One is that I think I appreciate Teresa raising this issue, but I think one of the things we can do is that if the members of the election committee take on the role of advocates for this, I mean, as I see it, at least this is just common sense. It'll just improve the functioning of the foundation and eliminate some problematic things. And it's I've been sort of actively lobbying. I asked for time at our for a short discussion item on the LSB agenda at our meeting last week to kind of bring it up early, just to alert people that it's upcoming. Unfortunately, I didn't get time on the agenda, but I'm hoping to do that again next month. I don't know whether other people might think that would be appropriate in their at their stations, but generally, I think it would be good if people took the initiative to kind of prepare people for this. In terms of specific issues, the one area of pushback that I've heard in the little bits of discussion I've had with other LSB members, other delegates, is that the business about the option for a PNB override on the scale of the timeline, I'm not sure how widespread it is, but some people who are very suspicious of current or potential PNB machinations are worried about that. And the best counter-argument that I could make in this case, I think, is a case where the fine print actually is helpful. Because, if people see something like a PNB, the PNB having the power to override the election timeline, they get nervous. If you actually look at the constraints that we put in, I sometimes wonder whether it was even worth doing, because, in fact, we constrain the PNB's latitude to do that so tightly that it really they can shift it around in the calendar, but they really can't make the procedure much different. And I think if people understand that, in terms of guaranteeing the time for nominations and the length of the voting period and so on, I think we can counter the argument that this is some kind of a PNP power grab. On the point that Teresa raised about saving money, to me the argument for having elections less frequently is, although there is some money to be saved, the fundamental thing is not the money, but having less frequent distraction of election campaigns, because the way when they come up on a year, you know, 1 year immediately after the other, then the new board, speaking for myself, hardly has time to settle in before the elections come up, and I don't think that's a good way to do business. And I think the best argument there is to say, saving money is only one piece of this. The other thing is setting up a calendar that allows the LSPs to function more effectively. I'm done.
Thank you.
May we now move to item 3C?
This is Casey. May I just say one more thing?
Yes, you may.
What Henry was just saying was my initial motivation in proposing the every other year schedule is to allow time for a new board to settle in order to improve the governance.
Be sure to include that in that letter.
Yeah. Indeed.
I'm not finished, Terry. This is Teresa. Could I ask another question?
Well, try to frame it so that the answer will be brief. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate it, but I'm just really concerned that we're going to expend all of this energy and not have it passed. I guess I should ask this. Is there anyone on this call that's opposed to the bylaws amendment? Can I ask that question? Is there anyone opposed to it?
Carolyn here.
Go ahead.
I'm not opposed because I really haven't had time to sit down and figure out how it affects every single current member of the board and future lengths, and I haven't really had time to study it. I shouldn't confess that, but it's true. So I will reserve my answer.
Well, I think that if we really intend this to pass, people are going to have to count the people on your local station board, and you're going to have to make sure that they show up for the meeting and vote for it. Otherwise, it's just going to really die from some sort of malaise, as in the past. And it's so much effort. I really encourage you to look at it, Carolyn, and decide, and to really start counting people and having the debate if you need be, because I'm just really concerned about it, and I'm going to do what I can here. Any arguments that you can have, that you can give me for passing this, I would appreciate it, because I'm feeling like these two people are so vocal that, that all the skeptics will arise, and then they'll say, oh, better nothing than something. So, thanks for letting me vent.